Good morning, everyone. We're looking at an article found on the News and Focus section of sermonaudio.com. It's coming to us from the Christian Institute, So welcome, and I want to go over this article with you. This is Pastor Sean. Public backs right of parents to smack. Public backs right of parents to smack. The British public overwhelmingly backs calls to scrap curbs on smacking. A new survey has revealed the law on smacking in England and Wales allows parents to smack their children, but the legislation in 2004 narrowed the defense of reasonable chastisement. Nearly two-thirds or 60% of the public think that the curbs should be scrapped. A similar proportion attributed labor's curbs on smacking with a decline in discipline among the youth. And nearly four out of five of the parents surveyed said that they have smacked their children. According to the survey, nearly one-third of parents are scared to smack their children because they fear running into trouble with the authorities. And why shouldn't they be afraid? Somebody tell me why they shouldn't be afraid. When the Department of Social Services can walk into the school and take your children away from you without a court order, why shouldn't you be concerned? Christians, why shouldn't you be concerned? That's the world we're living in. The manner in which liberals, secular progressives, psychologists, humanists have influenced the direction of the nation. The survey, which was conducted on behalf of the Mail, M-A-I-L, on Sunday, comes after a senior Labour MP, David Lamy, backed the right of parents to smack their children law. Downing Street said that David Cameron supports the existing law. A spokesman for No 10 added, "We don't want to criminalize parents for administering a mild smack by imposing a legal ban on all physical punishment." However, Andy Burham, Labour's education spokesman, said, "I don't smack my children." Last month, Boris Johnson, the mayor of London, backed the right of parents to smack their children. Mr. Johnson said, "People do feel anxious about opposing discipline on their children, whether the law will support them." He said he thinks there ought to be some confirmation that the benefit of the doubt will always be given to the parent in these matters, and they should be seen as natural figures of authority in this respect. You know what, folks? That almost sounds biblical. That almost sounds biblical. It's almost as though this idea is coming from the Word of God. Proverbs 10:13. In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Proverbs 13:24. He that spares his rod hates his son. But he that loves him chastises him oftentimes. Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. That's the issue. That's the central issue right there. The therapist, the secularists, the progressives, the psychologists, the experts, the know-it-alls do not believe that there is a hell to be avoided. You see, when you believe that you evolve from a monkey, you do not believe that there is a creator God for whom you will have to give an account to someday. Therefore, there is nothing to be concerned with regard to the afterlife. There is not a hell to be avoided and a heaven to have. So there's no need to discipline your children. In fact, what they need is less discipline and more love. That's the idea. But true love, tough love, requires that you discipline your children. Because this is such a controversial issue, we as a church staff, a pastoral staff, have put together a paragraph to kind of outline our thoughts on this. Let me share it with you. We believe that parents should train their children in light of the gospel, remembering the love and forgiveness that God has shown them. Parents, in turn, should train their children with the purpose of reflecting the Heavenly Father to their children. Parents should consider their responsibility to be the instrument of discipline in their children's life. At times, this may include appropriate and reasonable physical means employed upon the fleshly portion of the child's buttocks. That this method is to be viewed as correction rather than punishment, and that this correction will result in the child's physical and spiritual betterment. We believe a parent should correct his child with other means as well, but that they should, as led by the Holy Spirit, model the chastening of God the Father, who corrects all his children out of love and forgives them by virtue of his Son's redemptive work on the cross. The Father does this to develop his children's reverence for himself and likeness to his Son, Jesus Christ. Moreover, just as the Heavenly Father disciplines his children physically for their benefit, it is in the best interest of a child to receive loving and proportional correction while under parental care. Furthermore, we strongly caution the parents in the correcting of infants and younger children in this manner, and we reject the idea that bruising is ever the objective when disciplining a child. We also reject disciplining while angry or causing public embarrassment to a child. Lastly, we believe civil laws should be honored and that the chastening ideal set forth in the Old Testament must be interpreted in light of the New Testament. So this is the incredible balance that a Christian parent is trying to strike in the 21st century, whether that be in the UK or the Wales or in the United States. When a Christian parent recognizes that the Department of Social Services has basically unlimited authority to pull a child out of the home, they must be very careful, very careful. And of course, the pushback or the feedback that we're getting from this news article is that this fear of the Departments of Social Service or whatever the name of the agency is that does this in the United Kingdom is powerful. And these parents are saying they need some help. They need the benefit of the doubt from the Department of Social Services or whatever the equivalent agency is in the UK. The fact that the law continues to narrow and narrow and narrow and attempt to criminalize parents for administering a mild smack by opposing a legal ban on all physical punishment. Let's face it, there is a degree to which certain levels of disrespect, mocking, and behavior requires a heavy hand at times. A controlled, disciplined, careful, mitigated, heavy hand. And this is the balance that we as Christian parents are attempting to strike every day. For we recognize that the children that God permits us to raise are, first and foremost, our responsibility, not the church's responsibility and not the state's responsibility. I pray that this kind of pushback that the citizens of the United Kingdom are pushing will, in fact, change the laws there. I pray that that will speak globally across the United States. Of course, we do not want parents abusing their children, but I would submit to you that a failure to discipline is also an abuse of children, and that we who are led by God the Holy Spirit and His revealed word must be the instruments of discipline in the lives of our children. Thanks for listening.